said everyone is entitled to his own opinion, but not his own facts. Well, as Democrats, you know, we believe in facts. And real ones, not the alternative kind. And it's hard to believe that even needs to be said, but that's where we are these days. And that's why it's so important what you're doing at this convention, helping to chart the future for New York. You know, there's a question that I hear a lot these days. What do Democrats stand for? Well, look around this room. You will see people who stand for an economy that works for everybody, who stand for universal health care. And even better, they actually have plans to get us there. You'll also see defenders of civil rights and women's rights, LGBT rights, the rights of people with disabilities. Now, I personally do not believe these are minor issues. They matter to millions and millions of New Yorkers and Americans. So much of the progress we've seen in the United States has happened because we pushed open doors of opportunity to people who had been shut out. And we, my friends, are not going back. Another question I hear is, well, what are the Democrats' bold ideas? Well, I don't know about you, but I think it's a bold idea that everyone in this country should have a decent standard of living and a good job that pays well. It's a bold idea that everyone deserves the best possible start in life, quality health care throughout life, and a safe and secure retirement. And it's even bolder to have real plans to make those ideas into realities, the way that Democrats do here in New York and across America. Now, these are difficult times for our country, but I have never been prouder to be a New Yorker or a Democrat than I am today. Let's remind ourselves, Democrats are the party that rescued our economy from the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression.
Yep.
Democrats are the party that passed and then saved the Affordable Care Act. Keep Planned Parenthood's doors open. We're the party that will save Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security from persistent Republican attacks. We are the party that will keep fighting every day to achieve universal health care and universal job opportunities. So don't let anybody tell you differently. If you want an economy that works for you and your family, you've got to vote for Democrats. If you want to be sure you will have affordable, quality health care, you've got to vote for Democrats. If you want to protect and expand the rights of all Americans, not just those in the top 1%, you've got to vote for Democrats. If you believe in a woman's right to equal pay and to make her own health care decisions, you've got to vote for Democrats.
Yeah.
That respect our teachers and help students succeed, you've got to vote for Democrats. If you believe we need actual common sense gun safety laws to save lives, you've got to vote for Democrats. If you understand that we are facing a real crisis with climate change, you've got to vote for Democrats. Stand up for our values and keep our country safe, you've got to vote for Democrats. If you believe in comprehensive immigration reform and protecting dreamers, you've got to vote for Democrats. If you believe in getting money out of politics and getting all voters to the polls, you've got to vote for Democrats. If you believe that standing up for evidence and reason and respecting the rule of law is critical to our democracy, you've got to vote for Democrats. sow seeds of division. Most of all, we need leaders who believe in producing results and getting things done. Leaders like Andrew Cuomo and Kathy. Now, I've had the personal privilege of knowing and working alongside Governor Cuomo for a long time, ever since he worked in the Clinton administration as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. There I saw his compassion and determination as he worked to confront homelessness. We traveled together to Puerto Rico after Hurricane George, and I saw how committed he is to solving problems and making our country more resilient. And I'm not surprised that he is the only elected official consistently trying to help Puerto Rico right now. Our state has erased a $10 billion deficit and added more than a million private sector jobs. I was proud to stand with him when New York became the first state to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Election, I was overjoyed when Governor Cuomo announced plans to put an affordable college education within reach for every New Yorker. He made our state the first in the nation to provide tuition-free college for low-income and middle-class families. But that's not all. Since Governor Cuomo took office, New York has passed marriage equality, implemented common sense gun safety laws, and adopted the strongest paid family leave policy anywhere in America. So our state is a shining example of the progress that's possible when we have tough, experienced, democratic leaders defending our values, standing up to the onslaught of attacks from this president and Republicans in Congress. And that's exactly what Andrew Cuomo has done. Whether he is standing with immigrant families, fighting back against tax changes that will harm New Yorkers, or writing an open letter to the administration after the school shooting in Texas, urging them to do something. He is not afraid to take on anyone who tries to hurt this state or our country. And I know he will continue to rally others to join this fight. And I hope he's going to have some new allies come November. That's one of the many reasons I'm thrilled that Stacey Abrams won the Democratic gubernatorial. I supported her in the primary, and I look forward to supporting her campaign in the months to come. Now, of course, Governor Cuomo isn't doing all of this alone. We are fortunate to have a really terrific congressional delegation representing us in Washington. Committed elected officials here in New York, like Tom DiNapoli, my longtime friend, who just addressed me. And excited candidates up and down the ticket. And despite the very real challenges we're facing, I am inspired by the wave of grassroots energy and activism we're seeing across New York and across America. People in every corner of this state are mounting a massive resistance. From the students marching to demand an end to gun violence, to the people from all walks of life who are standing with immigrants and dreamers, to the advocates speaking out for criminal justice reform. And that's one of the reasons I started a new group called Onward Together, to lift up and fund and support these people and groups on the front lines of fighting for our shared progressive values. I'm also really inspired by women who are making their voices heard like never before. It was women lawyers who first brought their colleagues together at airports to support our Muslim neighbors in the wake of the first travel ban. And it is so fitting that the state where Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Seneca Falls all those years ago to declare for the first time that all men and women are created equal, is now home to leaders like Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. Consistently stood up for progressive values in places where it's not so easy. Having represented this state for 8 wonderful years, it's one thing to stand up and fight for civil rights and LGBT rights and women's rights in a place where people already agree with you. But with Kathy, it was walking right into the lion's den, and she never wavered. She is one tough customer, and I'm so glad she's going to of us is fighting, in the words of Elizabeth Cady Stanton, not for ourselves alone, but for generations to come. Now, we're not going to win every fight, take it from me, but if we stand together for the values we share, we will get there together.